الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا، سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروس شيخ الله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, before we go on to the seerah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, as mentioned in the last session, that inshallah we will continue on the subject of history, tariq, and tariq of the companions, history of the ashab of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is very important is to understand the transfer from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Nabuwat ends after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and how Khilafat was transferred or given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And that is very, very important. The foundation of Sahih al-Aqidah is based on that. And in order to understand that, we have to go back a few years, at least 1 or 2 years, into the life of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We start with the year of Hajjatul Wida', 10th Hijri. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam made intention for Hajj. And when the companions found out that Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam has decided to go for Hajj, majority of the companions, all of the companions wanted to go for Hajj with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was in the year 10th Hijri with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is said that approximately 124,000 Ashabi Kiram were literally with Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, walking from Madinatul Munawwara to Makkatul Mukarrama. And when Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam got to Mina, cutting everything short, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already put on his ihram. He gave clear indications to the companions. He was good and healthy at that time when he performed his Hajj. The very first khutbah that he gave in Mina, in the Arabic language, was Ayyuhannas Isma'u Qawli. He said to the companions, O people, listen to me very, very attentively, for what I have to say to you is very important. And he said, فَإِنِّي لَا أَدْرِي لَعَلِّي لَا أَلْقَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِ هَذَا بِهَذَا الْمَوْقَفِ أَبَدًا. This khutbah was delivered in Mina on the 8th of Zilhijjah. And he said to the companions that, listen to me attentively, for you might not see me the next year here in Mina ever again. This is the literal translation of what Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam has said. And then to create unity in the companions and in the ummah, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum haramun alaykum. That your blood and your wealth is a means of security for every one of you. It is not lawful for you to spill the blood of your fellow Muslim brother. And today it is the opposite. Every plane that lands at the airport of Karachi is monitored. Every plane, all the passengers that go, embark, disembark, everything is monitored. Everything. And Muslim blood is the cheapest in the world today. Allahu Akbar. Muslims are just killed. Families upon families wiped out. Abdullah alayhi wasallam is saying, one nafs, one Muslim. It is for one Muslim this entire dunya is in function. Abdullah alayhi wasallam has said that the honor of a believer, the honor of a Muslim, the izzah of a Muslim is greater than the honor of the Kaaba. Is greater than the Kaaba itself, the honor of a believer, the izzah of a Muslim. And his wealth also. Today it is the opposite. Muslim wants to steal from his Muslim brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Abdullah alayhi wa sallam went on and he said in his khutbah, Ayyuhan nas, O people, listen to me. I have just selected some parts of the khutbah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, Hajjatul Wida itself, one would need at least 5 to 6 sessions of Jumu'ah to cover the entire Hajj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, remember, إِنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي وَلَا أُمَّةَ بَعْدَكُمْ, that I am the last Nabi, there is no Nabi after me. At the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to put a full stop, finished. Risalat munqati' ho gayi. And the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this community is the last community. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding the believers, Ala fa'budu rabbakum. Make sure you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasallu khamsatun. Wasallu khamsakum. And make sure you establish salah regularly 5 times a day. وَصُومُ شَهْرَكُمْ, fast in the month of Ramadan. وَأَدُّ زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِكُمْ, and give charity, give zakat. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with wealth, give zakat in the wealth that Allah has given you. Here again, a fundamental issue. The foundation of Sahihul Aqidah, when it comes to Risalat, we have to be very, very clear. And Absallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyin. No Nabi after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A few days ago, a group of people that came to visit Masjid Umar, one of them was a professor, and he said to me, well, the Jews are selfish people, the Christians are also selfish, and the Muslims are also selfish. The Jews have said that Musa alayhi salam, he said Moses, he is the best, and the Jews are not prepared to believe in any other teachings, scriptures, or any other prophets that came, like Isa alayhi salam or Prophet Muhammad. And the Christians say that they have the elites, they have Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, al-iyazu billah, who is the son of God, and they reject Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And they reject Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Muslims say that they have the best. And I said to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُّسُولِهِ. As Muslims, we do not differentiate in virtue the status that Allah has given Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. As Muslims, yes, because Absallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chronologically speaking, Absallallahu alayhi wa sallam is close to us. We are close to Huzur alayhi salam than Isa alayhi salam. We are close to Huzur alayhi salam than Musa alayhi salam. So we have that natural love for Ab alayhi salatu wassalam. And I said to him, if someone says that he is a Muslim and he believes in Rasulullah, but he does not believe in Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, then he is not a Muslim. If someone says that he believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he believes in Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, but he does not believe in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, then he is not a Muslim. And he was shocked to hear the words from me. And later on, at the end of the session, he came and he whispered in my ear and he said, if I was ever to convert, I would convert to Islam. If I ever was to convert, I'd convert to Islam. Islam, the saf mazhab, there is no ambiguity. It's clear. Everything is crystal clear in Islam. Subhanallah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminding us that be careful, make sure that I am the last Nabi and that is your Aqeedah. Why Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said that after me, thalathuna dajjalun, 30 dajjals will come and all will claim that they are prophets. And the last one to come will be Dajjal himself, the one with one eye, and the other eye will be disabled. And his first claim will be that he is a wali. Second claim will be that he is Rasul, al-iyazu billah. And his final claim will be that he is Ilah, he is Rabb, and he is Rabbukum al-A'la, exactly what Fir'aun said. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be careful. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when news broke out in the year 10th Hijri and 11th Hijri that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not feeling well and that he had temperature, people like Musaylamatul Kazzab in his lifetime and Aswad-e Anasi in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in their own tribes they claimed that they were prophets and they had a following. And eventually later on, this man whose name was Firoz, he was the one who assassinated Aswad-e Anasi. And Musaylamatul Kazzab, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an, killed him. And he would say that I killed the best person in Islam, and may Allah forgive me. That was in the time of Kufr, when he himself was not a Muslim. And he was hired by Hazrat Hinda. And he killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, and he was shaheed. And later on Allah gave him hidayat. And to compensate for that, he killed Musaylamatul Kazzab, who had said that he is Rasul of Allah, thinking that, like how Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claimed Risalat, and he was a prophet, and he won the hearts of all the Arabs and also outside the Arabian Peninsula, thinking that if Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was ill, and if something was to happen to him, the Arabs would be divided and a lot of them would follow Musaylamatul Kazzab and some would follow Aswad-e Anasi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we stay firm on the aqaid of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It was in the month of Hajj, Ashhurul Hurum, that this famous ayat-i kareema was revealed also, which was read today in Jumu'ah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islamah. Inshallah, very, very quickly, from the different kutubs of the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have selected 5 days before the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last 5 days of his lifetime and what happened in the last 5 days of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we start from the 10th Hijri after Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed his Hajj. When Hajj was completed, Hajjatul Wida, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam did only one Hajj in his lifetime because of the mission that Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam had. It was not that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do Hajj every year. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen, last Nabi. His guidance was permanent and for all of mankind. So he had a mission. All the masails were solved by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the completion of Hajj, the second step Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took was the step on jihad. Jihad is, again, some of the ulama have said, though there are 5 pillars of Islam, some of the muhaddiseen have said that jihad is like the 6th pillar of Islam. On after Hajj, just before 11 Hijri, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quickly went back to Madinatul Munawwara, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala an, that I am making you the Amir and all the companions will go with you, and that includes companions like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq under the banner of Hazrat Usama. This was the last expedition that Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he himself had given an order of, but due to the illness of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was always a delay. The reason for this jihad that was to take place later on in the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was the Christians, the Byzantine Empire, they would terrorize the Muslims living close to the Christian border, and a lot of the Muslims were being killed every day. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Hazrat Usama, I want the most powerful army. And it is said that a large army, all the companions grouped up with Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala an, to go to the area of Balqa and to go to the area of Daram in Palestine. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my maqsad is not to spill blood, this is not my intention, but to instill fear in the hearts of the kuffar, to instill ra'ab, oh, in the hearts of the kuffar, and to give the Muslim Arabs there living in that side, neighboring the Christians, give them confidence. As Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was preparing for this jihad, Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala an was preparing for this jihad to take place, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got very ill. It is said that on the 29th of Safar, Muharram ke baad Safar aate, the year 11 Hijri, to be precise, 29th Safar, the year 11 Hijri, Aap alayhi salatu was salam was returning back from Jannatul Baqi, and whilst walking back from Jannatul Baqi, Aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam got ill, suffering from a severe headache. The starting point of the illness was from the head. Severe headache. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got a headache, and then the body temperature, the temperature of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rose in such a manner that even the amama of Huzur Alaihi Salatu Wasallam heated up. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to his chamber. The companions realized that Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not feeling well. It is said that Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ill for approximately 13 to 14 days. And from the 13 to 14 days, even when he was ill, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the masjid and he led the people to salah for a total of 11 days. Kitne din bhai? 11 days. This was the starting point of the illness of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whilst in his room, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every night he would go to the different chambers. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had many wives, and the ulama say that to spend the night with every wife, mabit is wajib. So Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would visit every wife in the night. But because he was ill, every day Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say to the family members that, where am I tomorrow? Where am I tomorrow? Where am I tomorrow? And the wives quickly realized that Huzur Alaihi Salatu Wasallam's wish was to stay in one area, and the main room was the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was the youngest, very charismatic, the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, very, very intelligent, one of the first hafiza of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 2/3 of the masail we receive from her, and great scholars would sit in front of her in humility and ask her question. And Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself had a lot of respect for her. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Mashwira was taken by all the wives, and they said, O Prophet of Allah, our wish is also that you stay in the chamber, in the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, lifted Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam made his way to the hujra of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an. And this hujra was right in the middle of where the masjid is, even today, right in the middle. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all he had to do was open up the curtain and he could see the place of mihrab, the musalla where the imam would stand. 2-3 steps and Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was right inside the masjid, in Masjid Nabwi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha for the rest of the days. Going now on the day, the fifth day before the demise of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, that was a Wednesday. Abu Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, temperature rose up and he was so ill. It is said that on Wednesday Abu Sallallahu alayhi wasallam fell unconscious. Bilkul Abu Sallallahu alayhi wasallam ko hosh nahi tha. Aankh mubarak ban ho gaye. News spread in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is the condition of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Wednesday. All the companions gathered around the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened up his eyes and he said that pour on me 7 qirabs. What is qirab? The water skin. The water skin, you had special skin filled with water. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam instructed that from the different wells of Madinatul Munawwara, bring that water and pour it on me. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in that position and water was brought to him from the different wells of Madinatul Munawwara and poured on top of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam felt a bit better. When he stood up, he said to the companions, take me to the masjid. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into the masjid. This was on day, kaunsa din tha? Wednesday. Sirat ko sunay, on Wednesday. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on the minbar, and the first thing he said to the companions, la'anatullahi ala al-yahud wa al-nasara. May the curse be upon the Christians and the Jews. Why? For they did shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, associating partners to Allah. The Christians said, Isa alayhi salam is Ibnullah, and the Jews said, Hazrat Uzair is the son of God, Ibnullah. And the Jews went far as saying, Nahnu abna'ullah, we are all the children of Allah. We are all the children of Allah. If Allah was to send us to Jahannam, we will only go to Jahannam hell for a few days. And then freedom will be granted to us because we are special people. All the prophets were Jews. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La'natullah. Why? Ittakhadu kubura anbiya'ihim masajida. That they made the resting place of their prophet places of worship. Places of worship. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tattakhizu qabri wathnan yu'bad. After me, do not make my tomb a place of worship. That is why from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until now, in the Saudis are very, very strict that even anyone who slightly puts his head down in the area where Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, the police and the people that are there, the guards, they are very careful. They will go and stop that person, making sure, and they will say in Arabic that if you want to do ruku and if you want to do sujood, face the qibla. If you want to do dua, face the qibla. This is again the instructions of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The justice system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 5 days, last 5 days of his life, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam is ill. Aapko sakht bukhar, temperature chara hua hai. Very, very ill. He was unconscious. He comes in the masjid and he looks at all the companions and he removes his chadar. And he says to the companions that if I have lashed anyone unjustly, then now is your time to come forward and avenge and take your rights. Allah. If I have acted with anyone unjustly, then now is your time and to take your revenge, avenge that. Sahaba ikram ajma'een were looking at Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaise rahmatul lil alamin. And he made it clear, he said that if there is haq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on anyone, now is the time, come to me. And all the companions looked down and did not utter a word to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That famous story of one of the companions that came, this was not in this incident, and he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, once you whip me with a stick and I wish to do that, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam without hesitation took his chadar out. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, here, whip me also, you have a right. Koi maulvi bhi aisa nahi karta. Koi maulvi meri tarah mutakabbir aadmi ho mere azizo, usko to koi gaali de wo bhi bardasht nahi karta, naak chari hui hai. Lekin ye to Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam ki shaan. Subhanallah. And subhanallah, this companion, again out of love, he came close. Hazrat Umar had taken off his sword. Hazrat Umar ke huzur alayhi salam se ye zara hatega to uski gardan mein nikal. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to always look at the hands of Hazrat Umar Farooq. How dare he come to huzur alayhi salam with a whip, and here he is going to whip huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Lekin ye to aashiq e rasool the. Subhanallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Oh Muhammad, the companions that are with you, أَشِدَّاعُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ, they are strong with the kuffar, and رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, and they have great love with each other. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. And he came and he kissed the seal of Nabuwat that was behind Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, between the shoulder blades. And he embraced Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, hugging Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, kissing Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam did not move him until he himself was content. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, my maqsad is only one, to kiss your body. My maqsad is only one, to kiss where it says Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Kaise mubarak hoth honge ke jis hoth par huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ke jasad athar ke saath wo hoth lag gaye, kaise mubarak ho. Subhanallah. It is said that after this khutbah, Ab sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave a clear sign to the companions that now time is very short. He said to the companions, inna abdan khayr Allah أن يؤتيه من زهرة الدنيا ما شاء وبين ما عنده فاختار ما عنده. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a choice to one man. He did not say it's me. That whether if he wills he can live in this dunya, or whether if he wills he can come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when time of death comes close to a Nabi, Malakul Maut will go to that Nabi and take permission, seeks permission. On one occasion, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's fine if I even relate this story now to you. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in his chamber, Hazrat Ali was there, and someone knocked on the door, and this beautiful man came. Hazrat Ali was shocked to see him, signs of suffer. It seems that as if he was a musafir, because no one knew him locally. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him and said, come. And he said to Hazrat Ali that, leave me and this man alone. And Hazrat Ali quickly went off. And when Hazrat Ali came back, he says, Ali, do you know who that man was? And he says, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and his messenger know best. He says, Ali, this was Malakul Maut. This was Malakul Maut that comes to meet me. Yashanti rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one of the narration, it is said even Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam came to meet Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The same Hazrat Khizr that is in the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in Surah Kahf. And he came to ask from me my opinion, what is my wish, whether I wish to stay in this dunya or not. This is a hadith which Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has recorded in his beautiful kitab of Sira, Khasaisul Kubra. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was there and he said to the companion that Allah has given a choice to his servant, saying that the first man to cry out in Masjid Nabwi, the first man to cry out, all the companions were there. Huzur alayhi salam is giving khutbah. As soon as Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Khayyar Allah, Allah has given him a choice, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq hichkiya mar mar kar rone lagi. He started to cry, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala answers that we were shocked. And the words are, we saw this old man, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, crying. And crying very, very loudly. And he knew straight away that this ishara of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving was to none other than but to himself. It was Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is crying, the companion says, only later on we understood the reason for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq to cry. Again, my respected brothers and elders, the reason for me to quote particularly, specifically this khutbah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we understand clearly that there is none other worthy to earn the khilafat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without Hazrat, but except for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Iska khyal rakhe mere azizo, shaitan ka waswasa dil mein nahi aana chahiye. The shaitan is our enemy. Not even for one second should we doubt the Khilafat of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. These are the reasons why we call this. Great, great people have made ikhtilaf, my respected brothers, because of the shaitan being there. When Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and crying, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again, he stood up and he said to the people, and these are the words in the Arabic language, Inna ammanan nasi alayya fi suhbatihi wa malihi Abu Bakr. The closest companion to me is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. This was uttered by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Wednesday, 5 days before the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to say in front of all the companions that was there, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا غَيْرَ رَبِّي لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكَرْ خَلِيلًا. If I was to take anyone as my close friend, but it is not lawful for a Nabi to take anyone close except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if Allah gave me the permission, it would have been Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Now if Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was to make him as close as that and saying that Allah does not give me permission, Nabi is Khalil, dost, friend of only Allah. But if Allah gave me the permission, it would have been Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Why we as Muslims should hesitate of the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Baat samajh mein aa rahi hai ya nahi mere azizon? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on, he said that all the doors that open up into Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must remain closed except for illa Babu Abi Bakrin, except for the door of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The houses of the companions were such that one side of the door would open up outside of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there was another door that would open up into the masjid itself. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, near the end of his life, he said, no, all the doors that open up into the masjid, their doors should be permanently sealed and closed. That permission was only given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. This was on a Wednesday. Fazail of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Now what happens on a Thursday, 4 days before the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? On the 4 days before, on a Thursday, and this is the point of ikhtilaf for the Shias, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to some of the family members, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, that go and get a pen for me, I wish to write something. Go and get a pen for me, I wish to write something. Straight away, Ahle Tash'i jump on this. And they say that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to write a document, and he was to endorse the Khilafat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. اب کس جیب سے انہوں نے نکالا اللہ جانے اتنے خطبے دیئے. He gave all the khutbah. He talked about the virtue of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He talked about the huquq. He gave the khutbah of Hajj. All the khutbah every day he gave. And here when he said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that I want a pen. And when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to some of the companions that Abdullahu alayhi wasallam has a wish that he wants to write something, some of the companions were in the room where Abdullahu alayhi wasallam was resting, including Hazrat Umar Farooq. And when Hazrat Umar Farooq saw the physical condition, the acute pain by which Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was suffering, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, out of sheer love, he said to the companions, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is ill here. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam is asking us to give him a pen and a paper, no doubt. But we can give this pen and paper later on. He is suffering. Let Sallallahu alayhi wasallam rest. This was the rai of Sayyidina Umar. He saw the condition of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so ill that he would fall unconscious. And to pressure Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to write, he further on said that Alhamdulillah, we have the Quran with us, and we have the Hadith with us, and we have the famous ayat revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Arafat, Al-Yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islama. Deena, everything is sufficient for us, what Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has explained. My opinion is that we should not give taklif, no pain, to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Shia say that this was, al-iyazu billah, a plot, a conspiracy from on behalf of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. Al-iyazu billah, they go as far as saying this was the plan of the two Shaykhain, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq. They wanted to brush away Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala on one side, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, and that is why they did not give the pen to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remember, my respected brothers, this was on a Thursday. Aur sallallahu alayhi wasallam is dunya se rukhsat kab ho rahe, abhi bahut zyada din baki hai. Subhanallah, this was on a Thursday. The muhaddithin have said, my respected brothers, that the reason why Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had asked for a pen and paper, most probably it was to write down a document in which it stated that Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's wish was to expel the Jews that were living in Madinatul Munawwara, because these were the people that instigated fights between the Arab tribes. So Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wish was finally that they should be expelled from the Arabian Peninsula. And also to confirm that the last expedition towards Palestine to fight the Christians, the Byzantine Christians, this mission should also be carried out. There should be no stop to it. This was the wish of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if for some reason sallallahu alayhi wasallam did wish to write who his Khalifa was, without a doubt it would have been Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, because there is another narration in the books of Seerah that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that now I am fully confident that the companions will not choose anyone after me but Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha. Inshallah ta'ala, my respected brothers and elders, we stop at that. I don't wish to rush too much. Alhamdulillah, these are important events that took place in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah ta'ala, we will carry on with this subject, not next Friday, but the Friday after. Inshallah, next week we have our Hajj program in English starting on a Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday. I request all the brothers, mashallah, those going for Hajj and also those who are not going for Hajj, please, mashallah, take part in this program. Inshallah, it will be a means of great blessing. And also inform other brothers who pray salat in different masajid that if they have intention to go for Hajj, and if they want to, mashallah, learn the masail, and the program will be English, alhamdulillah, sari logo ko angrezi to samajh mein aa jati hai, to unko zarur daawat hai. Jazakallah, durud sharif alayh. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من رزاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.